Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
All right, Woody, thank you so much. Phil Simms going to join us coming up at 9:20 this morning. And we got a lot of stuff going on. Lots and lots of stuff down the stretch we go in hockey and basketball. Panthers, they've lost two in a row, and it's the weirdest damn thing to say because they've won 18 of 21 games. And so hopefully this rest will get them going Thursday against Nashville. And I got to take a second this morning to say something. Sometimes in a world of where we constantly critique people and second-guess people and all the things we do, that's one why we're by far the sleaziest of all the sports outlets of print media and TV. Radio, we're definitely the sleaziest group. I put myself right there in the president of the club. I get it for sure. Sometimes, though, you meet people in your life that have really done good things and you really look up to. I say this, and I haven't talked about him very much, but Robert Taylor, he buys the DCC 2 hours every year for us and gives to everything. But he's just a really good human being. That's involved with a lot of different things. And by the way, when I say Robert Taylor, it's amazing how many people will say, I heard you talking about Robert Taylor. Like that guy, he's got his own company, but he's just a really good human being. And got good friends around him, George and Chris and those guys. They've really helped me. Just really helped me by seeing what it's like to be first class, and they are absolutely that. So I just wanted to give them a shout out today, and we're going to be doing something here pretty soon and getting together with them, but absolutely class act. So don't get a chance to do that very often. We also have a lot of football stuff going on. That's why we're going to get to Phil with all this this news of quarterbacks that's going on right now, and everybody's trying to find one of those special guys, trying to find that franchise quarterback. Some teams still don't know if they have them. Some teams have them but got to get them healthy again. A lot of teams thought they had it and realized after 3 years they didn't have it and now are looking to move on. And then there's always the great hope of the draft and those top four guys. It looks like right now. It looks like the top four guys are the ones everybody's talking about. Caleb Williams, Jaden Daniels, Drake May, and now J.J. McCarthy, who worked out and did everything at the Combine, so he scored big there. And so you got to be sold on him, sell the owner on him, and some teams are going to move up to make that move to get there. So you're going to have to give up a lot. But you're going, I think that's the guy. And the owner, and by the way, this goes on every year, and teams, and think about this, GMs make a lot of money. There's a lot of money in scouting, a lot. Their budget in scouting with travel and everything else for scouts, the West Coast, East Coast, North, scouts everywhere, the whole thing. And they all get together and they have meetings and they watch tape and they have the coaches come in and they whiff on quarterbacks. It's incredible. How do you, like millions of dollars studying and putting time in and your experience, this is what you've been doing for 25 years. What do you think? That's our guy. That guy fits all. He's perfect for us.
Well, what do you think the percentage is of you know, one of these guys hitting. Like, you got four guys that are going to go in the top four. You have four quarterbacks that are going to get drafted with the first four picks of the draft.
I don't know about first four, but up there.
Well, that's what
point.
They got right now. I mean, at least this Daniel Jeremiah 3.0, he's got four quarterbacks there and a wide receiver going.
To your point. Yeah,
going fifth.
They're going pretty high.
Either way, what are you thinking? 50% chance at best, you know? Two of those guys end up being really good?
Well.
Maybe one?
After that 2021 draft, I'd be scared to death. Trevor Lawrence, good player. I mean, real good. Not superstar, but Zach Wilson, they can't even get rid of him. You don't think – he's the only guy left, and that's not good. They just can't – if the other guys you're giving up a six-round pick for, what is Zach Wilson worth? Like, would his mother and father take him back? Trey Lance, Justin Fields, and Mac Jones have already been moved. We're talking 3 years in the NFL. And they're going to all be backups now. And then Zach Wilson – second pick in the draft. Woody, I don't even know what happens with him. Is he too – I don't know what his image is. I don't –
Well, he's got a little bit of the Josh Rosen factor working for him, right?
So I
– So this is – look, it's on the screen behind you. It's Caleb Williams, Drake May, Jaden Daniels, J.J. McCarthy, and then Michael Penix at 13.
Wow.
So five in the top 13.
Yeah, Bo Nix in there from Oregon. I don't know. Does he go in the second round? I guess he had a big year at Oregon,
it's tough,
too.
Man.
But Woody?
Five in the top third. That's crazy. The first four picks, this guy has his quarterbacks. He might be right.
So all these teams, look at all the – I'm just – to me, it's – you know, again, to run these organizations, it's expensive. There's a lot of millionaires over there at Hard Rock Stadium.
I don't know. You think J.J. McCarthy's going to be good?
I
mean, you don't. The answer is no. You don't know.
I just did a pause. I never do pause because I don't know. I thought Caleb Williams going to be pretty good.
I'm going to use a top five pick on him. Someone is.
Does he get
hit? What about Drake May? You think Drake May is going to be good?
I thought he was, but he didn't play as well as he did the year before, and they're talking about a couple games. I don't know, Woody. Woody,
North
I would.
Carolina quarterback Woody, people thought was going to be good ended Woody, up. Like, now he's a backup.
Woody, I'd much rather second guess the guys that make these picks.
Oh, yeah.
Then try to make a living doing that and figure these guys out.
And the Bears, by the way, they better pray this guy, Caleb Williams, is the answer. Because they just gave away Justin Fields for nothing.
I thought Sam Darnold was going to be really good. I was thinking
of
guys
a lot of
through
did.
The years.
Big, strong arm from USC. Yeah,
thought
a lot of people
Sam
thought
Sam Darnold was going to be so good. You know who I thought was going to be good? I thought Sam Howell was going to be good at North Carolina. He was great. Remember, he chewed up Miami, and I was like, that guy's a friggin' first-round pick. Well, he didn't go in the first round, and they moved his ass out as another now going to be backup quarterback after throwing 21 touchdowns and 21 picks.
I know people criticize our pick, but there clearly was a tough decision between Herbert and Tua. I look at this last draft, Bryce Young and C.J. Stroud. I mean, how could you miss that badly?
I think people.
That's crazy to me. Like,
I think two things, and I don't mind saying this. I think they put a rap on C.J. Stroud that he wasn't dedicated and how smart he was. And that's why they took the other guy.
Yeah, but that shouldn't influence an organization. That's you got to do your homework. And to screw up that bad, I mean, C.J. Stroud is really good, man.
C.J. Stroud.
The other guy, I don't think he could see over the offensive line. Like, he's so small.
C.J. Stroud, by the way, you can make an argument that he's a fourth or fifth best quarterback in football right now, off what he did last year.
Well, it helps that he was able to stay on his feet for a little longer than a lot of those other guys. I mean, Joe Burrow was on that list we saw earlier. That guy can't stay out on the field.
Well, Joe's got to be
kind
careful.
Kind of an issue.
Joe's getting a little closer to that injury-prone thing. Although, when he's healthy, man.
But imagine doing that.
Really
imagine
good.
Looking at C.J. Stroud, who's just built like a quarterback and has all the physical tools, and you go and you take this little guy.
You got to get
doesn't seem
right
like he can
system.
Play.
You got to get coached up. Some of this is coaching. You agree, right? Some of this goes to coach. We'll talk
of course,
to Phil about this
yeah.
in a few minutes. Some of it's coaching. And by the way, you can't just draft a guy in one of the first picks and go, hey, our team's not very good, so run for your life. Like, you got to give the guy a friggin' chance.
I mean, Houston turned it around very quickly, but I will give you Carolina's. I mean, they're a mess. They are a mess all over.
Yeah, that
hopefully
thing.
Dan can turn that thing around. I'm rooting for him, Dan Morgan over there, but that's a real tough job he inherited. Because he's got to ride with that QB, right?
Oh, yeah.
I mean, you can't take that job and say, oh, well, this guy stinks.
But he's getting heat. He's getting lots of heat for just getting rid of a great pass rusher for basically nothing. Yeah, so Dan's taking heat. He just got in the business as a
tough job,
first-time GM.
That's a bad spot to be in.
That's a good news, bad news. You're a GM of a team. Yeah. There's only 32 of them. You make a lot of money, and you got a lot of power. The bad news is if you don't fix this thing in free agency and the draft, not for long. Oh, that's the NFL. I'm sorry. Hey, listen, we got a lot more to get to, but I want to talk to you about a couple of my favorite attorneys. Boy, I'll tell you right now, I'm not an attorney for a firm. The injury law firm of Cohen and Judah in Plantation Cover in South Florida, they're special. They are special. I talk about them all the time. Here's what I really like. There's no handoffs. The minute you walk into their front door, they shake your hand and they have it for you. They've from start to finish, they've got you. They are going to do it. Again, they're partners, and they handle your case start to finish. When you're injured, why hire a giant firm with hundreds of lawyers who don't know who you are and are going to pass you on to somebody else and forget your name? Cohen and Judah, that's the way to go. Small enough to know who you are, and I'll tell you what, can handle the big cases too, man. They have no problem going after the big guys for 25-plus years. Their experience in trial, they are really good. Matter of fact, go to CohenandJudah.com. I can't say it enough. Go to CohenandJudah.com. If you're not happy where you are right now, you can get out anytime you want and come see Cohen and Judah. I'm telling you, Harvey and Gary are really good at what they do. You'll speak to them, and they will handle your case personally. No bait and switch, baby. These guys are the way to go. 866-FAIR-FEE. That's 866-324-7333. But more importantly, for your injury claim, I want you to go to CohenandJudah.com. Get all the information. See what they've done for others. You'll be impressed.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
It is time to head out to the Toyota of Hollywood Hotline. Shop hundreds of Toyotas indoors in one of America's largest showrooms at Toyota of Hollywood on 441 between Hollywood and Sheridan.
All right, Woody. Well, it's been a while. Phil Simms, Super Bowl MVP, been with CBS for a long, long time, former Giants quarterback, joins us. Phil, good morning, man. It is so nice to get a chance to talk to you. How you doing?
Hello, Joe. Good morning to you. And let's see here. Where do I start?
Go ahead.
I've texted you and called you, and you never got back to me. And I haven't talked to you since Tua was drafted.
I thought about that last night when you sent me
Tua. That was it.
Well, listen, we're a couple of years past that. That's the good news. So Phil, I'm sorry. I'm sorry about that, but I'm glad you told me that.
Hey, listen, Joe, I'm used to being ignored. Okay? I don't care. It's all good. Fun. I love doing the shows with you when I get a chance to come on. And we had a lot of fun back in that draft with Justin Herbert who else was in the – and this guy named Joe Burrow.
Yeah, that guy too. By the way, speaking of quarterbacks, Phil, so funny you said that. Quarterback is the year-round story in the NFL. Everybody is looking for a franchise guy, and we just had – crazy. A 2021 draft just got wiped out. They're all backups or looking to be backups. Right. What's your take on why These teams, our team and every other team, spends millions of dollars to look and try to find that franchise quarterback, and they can't do it.
Well, there's so much to it, Joe. You know, first off, the patience of owners, coaches, fans, the media, it is razor thin with quarterbacks. You know, they're ready to move on to the next guy. Hey, threw an incompletion. Put the backup in. And, you know, it's a constant story year-round. And, you know, there's so much to it. You can't find out everything about a person in pre-draft interviews and work, whatever. There's a lot there. You know it, all the intangibles that come with every single position on the field. And listen, the quarterback is a prisoner. I see a lot of guys with all the talent that you need to be a successful NFL quarterback. But when you're on a bad team that drafts bad, that has bad players, and they have a system on offense that stinks, how do you expect the quarterback to play well? And right there in Miami is the greatest example of all, one of them. You know, there he is. Oh, is he going to make it? Listen, after those first couple years, I go, wow, this is a tough transition for Tua. Then, look, the savior comes in. We changed the offense, got some players around him, and all of a sudden he was talked about being in the MVP last year. So that shows you. It's the quarterback thing, as much as the way the NFL is, everything involved and how the quarterback is just – he's, you know, a prisoner of what is around him a lot of times, and sometimes you just can't overcome it.
Yeah. So you do think it's coaching, it's the system you put in, it's the talent you put around him, and yeah. It's not just the individual quarterback. He gets stuck in a bad team, and he's running for his life while he's in the league.
Well, it's everything. And, this, you know, listen, all the just offensive coordinators, you know, there's good ones and there's bad ones. And I'm not going to sit here and pick out the bad ones and tell you. Maybe we go off, I'll tell you something. I go, the quarterback has no chance for success. The offense stinks. And, you know, it's so predictable. They, you know, so that happens all the time. Not all the time. It happens a lot in the NFL. And then we don't know really, because the job is, it is really tough. And the margin of error has just gone down to nothing now. Oh, my God. If I have to hear this every week and everywhere you do and everywhere you go to talk, whatever. Well, you know, he just can't turn it over. Oh, wow, no kidding. Let's kneel on the ball. We'll never turn it over. We'll win because we have no turnovers. It's we got a lot of quarterbacks that play scared. Not a lot, but some that play scared. And they do that because it's the turnover thing is such a – process or talked about so much.
Yep.
I'll turn ESPN on. I'm sorry to pick on ESPN. It's, you know, everybody watches ESPN. Here we go. Well, here he played yesterday. They won. They scored 35 points. He threw for 4 touchdowns and over 400 yards, but he did throw 2 interceptions. Oh, my God. So I know that's going out of the way a little bit, but it is true. And you know as much as me. You were your next player. You know how the system goes and what teams are about, and you watch it down there in Miami. So I think you understand why this is not working out for quarterbacks a lot around the NFL.
Yeah, no, same teams going through the same stuff all the time. So I got to ask you, I know you've already watched tape on Caleb Williams and Jaden Daniels and Drake May and J.J. McCarthy and the rest of them. I'm just curious. It looks like 4 of those guys could go in the top 5 or 6 picks, if not earlier. Can you just feel you used to talk about this every year, about how good this class is going to be. How do you feel about this group?
I feel pretty good about it. And some of these teams, dang, I had it right here. Oh, dude, I got it. I found it. I got 7 teams that I just thought, I usually don't do this. I got 4. So I got 7 teams that probably are looking for a starting quarterback. But I think it is a good group overall. And probably the biggest reason why I say that, a lot of these guys just had so many throws, Joe, in college. I mean, it's just every down. I mean, you look at Jaden Daniels, and he had pro wide receivers, a pro system, a lot of pros on the up, everybody around him, and they threw the ball a lot. And he's really good at it, and, of course, he's very mobile too. But that's just an example. Look at Bo Nix. All that experience he had, Auburn, Oregon, throws. They throw it every down almost, it seems like. And that helps translate to the NFL. So many of these guys have had so many throws and just have a great feel how to play, I think, is a big deal. And it gives them, I think, it lessens their chances of being failures once they get in the NFL. Yeah.
One guy, J.J. McCarthy, who played for Michigan, what's been your take on him? Kind of late coming to the party.
Yeah, just listen. I make fun of myself a lot, you know, because this is the business we're in, and you know what we predict. And all, but when he said he was coming out in the draft, I went, why is he doing that? Come on, he needs more experience. He needs to throw more and get more passes under his belt. And I said, and why is he coming out? He's going to be a third or fourth round draft pick. That was, and I even said it. And, of course, I backed it up with, okay, I watched him play. It's just different than I thought. I watched TV. TV can lie. And all of a sudden, I see that as I go, wow, he's got a really good arm. He is athletic. He can run. And he's going to be a factor in a run game, whoever drafts him. And he did play for Jim Harbaugh. So, you know, even though they didn't throw it a lot, he runs it like a pro coach would. And so that's some of the good things about J.J. McCarthy. I think he's tough. He throws good on the run. Gosh, I watched him probably, it's been over a month now since I made these evaluations with a lot of these quarterbacks. But there is a big upside, and I know he's a great student of the game. And, I kind of do this, Joe. The way Jim Harbaugh treated him, talked to him and all that, I know it's real. And so that gives me even more hope that he has the chance to be successful in the NFL.
Yeah, that's an interesting one. How about what happened this offseason with the Steelers? I thought they were all in on Russell Wilson. I go, oh, that's great. And they go, no, we're not done. We're going to grab Justin Fields too. Did that surprise you a little bit? That was kind of a big surprise for me, seeing those two playing together in Pittsburgh.
Well, it's a big surprise because that means, they lose Pickett and they got to trade him. Well, Pickett, he said he's unhappy being the backup to Russell Wilson, didn't want that or whatever. So they said, okay, good. And what's the old saying that Mike Tomlin has? We won volunteers, not we won volunteers, not what?
I know what you're saying.
Whatever. We don't want captives or whatever, something like that. I've said it 1,000 times. I forgot it right now. But, yeah, very surprising. But I will say this. It's really good for the Pittsburgh Steelers. I think both of those quarterbacks fit. Arthur Smith, the new offensive coordinator. And to think that Justin Fields is going to go down there and not play a little here and there, I think that's crazy. You take his talent, big, fast, strong, powerful arm, not a great passer, but a really, really good thrower. And, you know, he's going to have you got to have him into the game every week somehow with a few plays or whatever just to keep the defense, make them prepare for it, make them be ready for it. And, you know, his running skills, of course, you know, probably besides Lamar Jackson, the second most dangerous runner, maybe the most dangerous runner at quarterback in the NFL.
Yeah. I got to ask you about Pat Mahomes, not just how good he's been and the way he's dominated in the NFL over these last 4 or 5 years, but
right.
Now I listen, everybody's puts, we love in the media, start putting lists together of great all-time guys, and they've already moved Mahomes at age 28 up there to second or third or fourth. How do you look at what Pat Mahomes has done and how he fits in with all the great quarterbacks through the years?
Well, the talent's unmistakable. I laugh. I remember watching him at Texas Tech. My son, Christopher, called me 2 weeks after the Super Bowl was over and goes, have you watched Patrick Mahomes yet? And I said, Christopher, you know, I need a little rest. I got to just stay away from it for a week or two. He's the best player to draft. He's going to be the first player. And I'm like, okay. But I watched all of it. I remember when he came out of Texas Tech, I went, is this really going to work in the NFL? I mean, the ability was great. I just wondered, and I think we got that answer. And not only that, we've seen him change as time has gone on. And this year was the biggest one of all. A couple things. One, he's bigger than everybody thinks. When you get around Patrick Mahomes, you go, this is a big dude. Hey, he can really run, which it's not talked about like it should be. And he is a better thrower and a better passer of the football now than he's ever been in his career with the Kansas City Chiefs. I mean, he really – these last 5 or 6 games they played, it started with Cincinnati in the regular season after they got their rear ends crushed by the Raiders. They changed, and he changed. He became much more disciplined, stood in the pocket, read plays out, was very careful with the football. I don't think he had a turnover in all those games towards the end. I'm not 100% sure. But that just shows you, Joe, who he is.
Yeah,
that he will adapt and change to the team and give them a better chance to win. And that was between the coaching, the quarterback, and everything about that team. it was an unbelievable change and run by them at the end to win the Super Bowl. And, of course, you guys saw a lot of it just in a game out there in Kansas City. The weather was pretty tough, though, I will say that.
Yeah. Hey, by the way, we get this from time to time. The Dolphins are soft. I mean, they play great against the weak teams, but they struggled 1-6 against teams with winning records. How'd you look overall at this Dolphins team, Phil?
Well, I think, you know, listen, there were times during the year I just, oh, my God, you know, I picked them to go to the Super Bowl. I always like to pick somebody. I don't go chalk, and not that it Miami wasn't a chalk pick last year before the season, but as it was going along, I went, man, they got it rolling, and Jalen Ramsey's going to come in there soon, and then, you know, they're going to get this thing down on defense even better, and I loved what the offense was doing, but then really the big thing for me and it was the injuries. It just, oh, my gosh, every week it was. And then it just gets to a point where it becomes an epidemic with some of these teams, and it did with the Dolphins. And I thought that was a, hey, look, I remember watching that game against Kansas City and then studying. I went, damn, you know, the Dolphins were right in this. It just, they showed a lot of toughness in my eyes. And, you know, the weather and, of course, going against a really good team is what derailed them from, you know, going farther. But, hey, they're still going to be one of the top teams. As I'm looking at it this morning, just looking at some of the free agents they signed, I think that's worked out pretty well for them. And, you know, on and on. So it's there. You know, I never said, and I wouldn't say, because I don't believe it, oh, they're soft. And, of course, that's always going to be there because of the pretty uniforms, Joe, and the fact that it's in Miami.
Yeah.
You know, their uniforms are awesome.
Yeah.
And but, you know, Miami just being there, everybody, oh, they're soft. What do you mean they're soft? What do they do, going to the beach every day? I mean, what are we talking about here?
Yeah.
You know, it's the damn NFL.
Yeah,
they were unlucky.
They hit that nonstop. You're right. Hey, Phil, man, this has been great. Thank you so much, bud. I really appreciate it. You mind if I give you a call later today just to do a little bonding?
Yeah, that'd be great, Joe. You got a lot to make up for, so I'm okay. I'm open for that.
All right. All right,
but
Phil.
Don't wait 5 years before you call me again, okay?
All right. Thanks, Phil.
All right, I'll see you, bud. All right.
Phil Sims. Boy, I'm getting to business. Hey, we got to go to a quick break. Before we do, I want to tell you about my friends at Air Around the Clock Air Conditioning and Plumbing. I call it the 35-135 program. 35 years and 135 trucks with trained and certified technicians and licensed, experienced plumbers equals great service every day, 7 days a week. That's why they've been so successful, serving more than 800,000 customers and ready to take good care of you. Same-day installation is always the goal. I want to let you know, when it's air conditioning and plumbing and water heaters and new air conditioning units, we got them in stock, ready to go, all different sizes. You want to talk about great service? How about same-day installation? That's the goal. Financing plan's always there. Family-owned and operated and going stronger than ever. That's what Air Around the Clock Air Conditioning and Plumbing is all about. 855-PLUMBER. Go to 855-PLUMBER for Air Around the Clock Air Conditioning and Plumbing.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.